issues like a tiger tackles a T-bone. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
We're back. It's John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Well, 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 we began the show talking about this epic showdown in Washington, D.C. over the sequester issue. Of course, I'm talking not about the showdown between Republicans and the White House, but between the Obama people and journalist Bob Woodward. Woodward wrote a book, came out about a year ago, The Price of Politics, where he was describing the attempt to reach some sort of a grand bargain. Ever since Henry Clay was House Speaker, they talk about grand bargains. And the grand bargain was a deal between the Congress and the White House to try and drop deficit spending, reform the tax code, and yes, there were tax hikes in there as well, and it all fell apart. But one of the things that came out of that were agreements that rather than put spending caps in place, the White House had the idea that if deficit reduction targets were missed, a sequester would be triggered. And this was the idea of the Obama people, specifically Jack Lew, then his chief of staff, now his Treasury Secretary. And at the time the book came out, nobody denied this. The president himself was a supporter of sequester. The president went on and publicly defended it. Listen to what he said in November of 2011. This is Obama.
If Congress could not reach an agreement on the deficit, the sequester kicks in and these automatic spending cuts will occur that bring in an additional $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction. Already, some in Congress are trying to undo these automatic spending cuts. My message to them is simple. No. I will veto any effort to get rid of those automatic spending cuts.
Boy, that sounds resolute, doesn't it? That sounds like a leader. That sounds like someone who's strong, has his mind made up. Anyway, by the time the 2012 campaign was underway, Barack Obama was denying that the sequester idea was even his. He said this was Congress's idea, and that's a flat-out lie. I mean, it's just absolutely untrue, and he knew it when he said it, which makes it a lie. And Jack Lew, the guy responsible for conveying this to Harry Reid, he went along with that same script. And Bob Woodward stands up and says, excuse me, wait, I reported on this. Not only was the sequester the Obama administration's idea, but here's how we know it was their idea. Here's how it all, you know, was unveiled. It was a meeting between Harry Reid and Jack Lew, and that's where they say, here's our ideas, the sequester, and Harry Reid buried his head in his hands and said, I don't know about this. Anyway, the White House starts pushing back on Woodward. And Woodward, again, doesn't have any skin in this game. He's just trying to make sure the truth is not completely avoided here. And so he gets an email, and now we know previously this person was identified as a senior White House official. The senior White House official is Gene Sperling, who is one of the top three or four voices in the White House on fiscal, i.e. tax and spending, policy. And he was also he was also the model for one of the characters in the TV show The West Wing. And he's known to be kind of a bulldog. He had that reputation in the Clinton administration, and he has that reputation with the Obama people. Woodward said that when he called as a courtesy to say, I have this piece going in, that documents that this was your idea. Sperling yelled at him for about a half hour, and then he sends this email that says that, you know, if you run with this, you will regret it. Well, that email now exists, and you can see it on the political magazine website, politico.com. Do we have the email on my Facebook fan page? Okay, it's on the KVI website. So go to KVI.com, and you can see that the KVI webs or the KVI Facebook page as well. So we'll run it on both mine and on the station's Facebook fan page. And why don't we post it on KVI.com while we're at it? Heck, I had to tweet this thing out to people so they could see it. So this fight they are picking with Bob Woodward, they're not going to win this. I mean, Woodward has the truth on his side, but it gives you an idea of just how arrogant this White House is, where when you have a guy with a reputation for thorough reporting who reported this, nobody questioned that he was telling the truth. And then the Obama people start lying about it. And then Woodward just steps in and says, excuse me here, you know, just to, you know, make sure people understand this is the truth. This was the Obama people's reputation, or this was the Obama people's idea. And the Obama people think that they can start pushing Woodward around now? Oh, I love this. But it's very, very revealing where these guys are coming from. Best is yet to come here. John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.